Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, great effort last night by your team. You outshoot the Bulldogs 45-22. Pretty much couldn't ask for anything more out of that team, except for maybe a win last night, couldn't you?
Yeah, it would have been nice to find, at least one more, preferably two as far as scoring. But again, just in terms of our overall effort, the things we asked them, we said, let's compete, let's win battles, let's win the 50-50 battles. And I thought we did a great job of that. I really did. I think, Duluth coming into this series had outshot Boston College twice on the road, Ohio State twice on the road, and outshot Minnesota twice at home. And so for us to outshoot them all, by over a 2-1 margin, speaks one to how well we played. On the other side, I think Duluth could be better. I really do. I think they realize they probably got away with one last night, and now they have an opportunity to finish off a great weekend. So we know we're gonna get a great effort from them. We're gonna get a better effort from them. So we can't be satisfied with outshooting an opponent and coming close. We've got to bear down and really be ready to go today.
You finally get scoring from your last year leading scorer, Emily Berglund. How important was it for her to get that first goal of the year?
Well, I think for her personally, it was a lot. I mean, we knew that Emily was going to eventually score. She's just too good of a player. She gets too many opportunities. But I think for her, certainly there's a relief factor there. And now hopefully, she scored in bunches last year at times. But she's getting chances, Kelly. She's gotten chances virtually every game. So for her to finally get one, and like I said, for her is big. But as a staff, we all knew it was eventually going to come. The bigger thing is we gotta make sure that line. They were minus three. They got the one goal, but they're our top defensive line. We expect them to shut opponents down.
Well, besides Berger getting those six shots on goal, Haley Mack had seven shots on goal last night. She looked fantastic, of course, playing alongside Kiki Radke and Abby Haluska, that speed line. But that was a power play goal for Haley, a very important power play goal, wasn't it?
It was. A great passing play. Mack Lange started it, moving it to Abby to Haley. But that line was tremendous last night. I thought Kiki, Abby, and Haley were outstanding the entire game. And it was right from their very first shift. They went out third. Berge's line started, Claire's line went out, and then Kiki's line. And I thought they really changed the way the period had started, just because of the energy that Kiki plays with, and obviously Haley and Abby feed right off it. So I just thought that line was outstanding. They had tremendous chances. You mentioned Haley having the seven shots, the one goal. Kiki had two breakaways. It was a real good performance by that line. And I said we need the same thing tonight.
Special teams always are a factor when you're playing a WCHA team, especially Duluth. But last night, your special teams were right on. Couldn't have been any happier with how they performed, could you?
No. I mean, obviously, it would have been great to get, one more power play goal, even two. We had three attempts. But Duluth and ourselves are the two least penalized teams in the league. So, typically you're not going to see a lot of power plays when we play each other. But, again, we had opportunities, and the critical one was that third period when we had an opportunity to tie. And we didn't score, but I thought we did a lot in terms of momentum, creating some shots. And again, you're not going to always score on a power play, but you can definitely change the momentum of a game. And I thought that they certainly did that in the third period. And we just, again, just could not find that extra that loose puck at the right time. Certainly not from a lack of effort, Kelly.
I know we always talk about the little things like face-offs, and I know I talked to Emily Berglund last night. She's our pregame player profile about how good she is at the face-off and what that means. Those face-offs are so important in the offensive zone and defensive zone, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Any zone. I mean, it's all about possession. You win the puck, you have it, and now you're forcing them to chase, or if you lose it, now you're chasing your opponents. So, and Duluth is a team that runs a lot of face-off plays, and they'll run them in the neutral zone. We saw that last year. They'll run them, obviously, in the offensive zone. So I thought that was one of the keys last night for us, was how well our centers did throughout the game, is we did a great job on draws.
I know you talked about goaltending last night, and it was a tough start for Lauren Bench. Erin Dieters comes in, and she plays solid. She did give up a goal. However, she did see a lot of shots off of Duluth, didn't she?
Not a tremendous amount, Kelly. I thought, obviously that third goal turned out to be the winner, and certainly a tough one for Dietz to face her first shot of the game. It was a deflection. Just watching the video today, there's certainly things we could have done the five players in front of her to help her out. But after that, she it wasn't like she was tremendously busy, but she made the saves that she needed to make, kept the score at three, and obviously allowed us to get back into it. But no question, it was a tough start for Bencher. And it, you know, goaltending is so important, and it's such a critical position. But there's obviously our goalies know that. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't want to say it's a pressure, because it's a position that goalies have played their entire lives, and they realize the importance of it. And you know, you need solid goaltending. The thing that was tough yesterday was how deflating the goals were, because they weren't what you would call good goals in terms of great plays by the opposition. And it's like, wow, let's tip your hat to them. You know, those are shots that Bencher would stop, you know, 99 out of 100 times. And it just, the timing of them, you know, you could just feel the bench just kind of, you know, the shoulders collectively droop. So I figured, well, we're gonna fire Dietz in there, see if we can't fire everybody back up. Again, stress how much time we have left in this game and opportunity to get back into it. There's no question Bencher's an outstanding goalie. We know she's gonna provide the kind of goaltending we need. But the bottom line is their goalie stole the game for him last night. And that's you know, you need that every now and then. And that's something I know our goalies can do.
I know at the beginning of the season you had started Aaron Dieters typically on Friday, Lauren Bench on Saturday. Why the shift last night?
We were 0-for on Fridays. We hadn't won a game on Friday, and again, we thought we just changed up just to see if that would give us a little spark. But you know, unfortunately, wasn't the result we were hoping for. But again, I mentioned it yesterday. I'm looking for one of them to take the job, say this is mine, and prove it by their performance on the ice, because Kerrigan Dow is getting awful close to getting a look herself after the way she played Madison. So bottom line is it's such an important part of any team. And again, in this league, it's just vital that you know, you have goaltending that's going to give you a chance every night.
Your team had some great momentum coming out of that third period, obviously didn't get the win, but how crucial is it to take that momentum from last night into today?
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, we're going to get a better effort from Duluth, and we can't be happy with outshooting a team and just think we can show up today and think they're just going to roll over. We got to come out and play well. We got to be on our toes. We got to have 20 players that are ready to go, and we need to just, again, compete, win battles, outwork them, push the pace. Pretty much the same message as yesterday. But, you know, one of the things we talked about was shooting with a purpose, because, you know, we had 45 shots on net, but not a whole lot of second or third opportunities. If you watch the video, we did not get many rebound attempts, and it wasn't like they weren't there. So we just, that's an area that, you know, sometimes it's just being too tight to the net. The puck bounces past everybody. But, again, just being a little more savvy around the net, being a little bit more tenacious, trying to find those loose pucks, you know, all those things are going to be a key.
Safe to assume that's the key to today's game, right?
You betcha.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.